Yeah, okay, he'll get it.
Are you gonna do that all day?
You take care of your body, it will take care of you.
The way I figure, at this point, we don't owe each other anything.
Morning mail.
It's almost 5 p.m.
Came early today.
Great. 8 hours later, it'll be morning mail again.
Here you are, Fish.
19 cents a stamp. I wouldn't write to anyone if my life depended on it.
John Owen Harris. They both smell from perfume.
Maybe they're writing to each other.
Yeah, here's the duty roster for tomorrow. It's almost 5 o'clock. You guys can check out if you want.
Longest is called from Florida, Barn.
Sardoma Beach. They already took that one.
If they called again. Somebody trying to sell you a lot?
A job.
In Florida?
Yeah. Where are John Owen Harris?
They went out on a call about a half hour ago. Your mom went with them.
They calling you?
Not yet. Barn? No, leave us.
Haven't made my mind up yet.
Captain, morning mail.
Oh, wonderful. 8 hours later, we'll be back to be morning mail again.
Hey, I just said that. Just a minute ago.
No kidding.
Yeah. Just sort of slipped out.
Barney, can you see what this says?
It's a credit card charge for $26.
Yeah, but what is the $26 for?
Looks like a restaurant. I can't make out the name.
Can't be a restaurant. There's no tip.
It's from a restaurant.
No, I'm telling you, man, nobody cares, man. I mean, everybody was standing around and not one single person. Yes, loco, me da un coraje, chico. Nobody, not one person lifted one single finger to help.
Hey, take it easy, man.
No, pero chico, hombre, cuántas veces? How many times? How many times did I say, call an ambulance? Somebody, please, call an ambulance, right?
What'd you need an ambulance for?
It's your mana.
What happened? How bad?
He got a bullet in his cheek.
Oh, my God.
Not that one. Actually, he's pretty lucky. He'll probably be in Bellevue about a week.
Hombre, chico, caray, pero tú sabes lo que es un balazo en el coming from behind. Hombre, chico, me brincó.
What happened? We got a call, right? Somebody's got some information about a robbery suspect. We go to check it out. They're waiting for us. Set up.
A couple of dudes opened up on us before we had a chance to say anything.
Yeah, isn't that a shame? Because we usually get a chance to say, halt, police officers, hands in the air, or we fire. However, if while you are making up your mind, you choose to fire on us, hey, feel free to do so. And afterwards, we will read you your rights. So don't worry about a thing, yeah. Just check form A, B, or C. We gotta change the rules, man.
Did you get a good look at them?
We didn't get a chance to see much, Barney.
We were on the floor, man. Trying to get under the floor.
Well, gentlemen, it appears someone out there doesn't like us.
Well, they sure picked a fine way of showing it.
It's more, they got the edge. They know how to get to us.
Not if we don't take any more call.
No guts.
Yeah, give me the address.
Here's your publicity, boys.
Where?
On the board, under the thumbtack.
Can you read it, please? I'm too modest.
There's cops ambushed.
You mean that's it?
It's just a headline. Then it says,
Three detectives from the 12th precinct were fired upon by an unknown assailant. There was one person injured.
It's a very nice article.
Yeah, no autographs, please.
You want to take my bank charge card away? Be my guest. I can't afford credit anyhow. I don't want to argue. I can't read it. I'm not paying it.
Nick sends his love, and he says in lieu of flowers, he'll take a rubber donut. How's it going?
This is what we got so far. These are all known cop haters.
It's a growing industry.
Mm. I think it's our image. You know, maybe we shouldn't smile so much. We always go around doing a lot of smiling.
That's true.
Well, I sure wish you'd gotten a good look at those guys, huh?
Hey, I told you, man, the apartment was dark.
Yeah, I just wish I'd been there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were a Marine.
What's wrong with that?
Look, Marines don't smile, man. They got these cold blue eyes, and they always look straight ahead, and they got jaws about a foot wide like that.
Well, I guess we just approach things differently, psychologically speaking.
Hey, man, you weren't the only dude in the service.
Ah, that's right. You see that? You forgot. Harris was in the Coast Guard for 2 years.
Yeah.
The legal department, wasn't it?
Yeah. You think that wasn't rough?
Okay. Enough cop hating going on out there. We don't need any in here.
I'd just like to know how we're going to find them now.
Don't worry about it. They'll call us.
How are we going to know it's them?
You won't. Till you get there.
Great.
Well, here I am back home again. At the United Nations. Tony Diaz, Chino.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Kelly?
Benny. How's things up in your neighborhood?
Much better. Now that we're moving up to Central Park West.
Central Park West?
Yeah.
That's a pretty rich neighborhood. How can your people do that?
It's a community thing. It's called revolution.
You put me on.
Only for a while.
What do you say, Harris?
How you, Kelly?
Hey, you smell pretty good. What you wearing?
I'm not wearing anything.
You're kidding.
You surprised?
Hello there, Kelly. To what do we owe this pleasure?
Detective third grade Eugene Kelly reporting for duty. I've been assigned to your squad.
What for?
Manhattan South said you were shorthands. They sent me over. Yeah, the department likes to keep a guy like me moving around.
I can understand that.
Only I don't like replacing a guy that just bought the farm.
Your mana hasn't bought anything more serious than a week on his stomach. Relax. It's his desk over here.
Oh, hey, Barney, do I gotta use his desk?
You won't mind.
Barney, what are you talking about this one? 12th precinct, Detective Woj Hollett. Yeah, oh, just one. This is for you. It's Sardana Beach again.
I'll take it in my office.
Hey, Fish, what happened to your mana? Was he cleaning his gun or something?
He was ambushed.
Ambushed? Just because he's a Japanese? Boy, some guys always were trying to get even.
Just some guy who doesn't like cops.
Hey, you know there's more and more of that? You know, people used to like cops. Back in the old days, we used to be George Murphy, Phil Regan, Pat O'Brien. Nowadays, we're Al Pacino, Richard Roundtree. No wonder we're getting ambushed.
Hey, you guys. I think Barney's leaving us.
Yeah? Where's he going?
Well, he's been offered a job in Florida. And, well, they must want him pretty bad. They called him four times.
No, he's been offered jobs before, man.
Hey, man, but it's a beautiful time to go. Ambush time in Manhattan when the dingbats are in bloom.
Anybody want to be police chief of Sardana Beach, Florida? The job's open.
I'll take it.
You? In Florida? You gotta be kidding.
Why not, man? They must have seen Blazing Saddles by now.
Hey, you're not gonna take it, huh, Barn?
I didn't say no. I didn't say yes. I told him I'd think about it.
No, I wouldn't blame you if you would. Yeah. By the way, can you take anybody with you other than your family?
We haven't gone into details yet.
Oh.
12th Precinct, Kelly. Yeah, all right. Now, calm down, lady. Calm down. Yeah. Yeah, give me your phone number. Yeah. And the address? Okay, we'll send somebody right over. Thank you. We had a burglary on 17th Street. Some broad had her apartment rifle.
Hey, that could be another setup. Come on, Kelly.
What do you mean, come on, Kelly? I just got here. I'm still unpacking. I'm trying to get acclimatized, you know?
Hey, come on. Harris and Chano had their shot. It's our turn.
Yeah, well, like, listen, I don't want to muscle in another guy's collar.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, sure go. You got seniority.
You better verify that call.
Yeah, good idea, Fish. Why don't you verify the call? I mean, come on, will you? Hey, it's a rookie trick, muscle in another guy's collar. I mean, back in the old days, cops didn't do things like that.
Hello? Madam? This is Detective Fish at the 12th Precinct. Did you just place a call to report a burglary in your apartment? You did. Thank you. We're glad to hear about that. We'll send someone right over.
Gentlemen?
She lost everything.
Hold it. Roger, take Kelly with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm glad to go. you don't want to walk into an ambush. Yeah, you got a pad?
Yeah, I got a pad.
All right, let's mount up.
Keep your eyes open, you hear?
Yeah, Thorn.
Fish.
Hey, you guys see, you didn't think I was trying to muscle in on your collar, did you?
Oh, man, of course not. Don't be silly.
I wouldn't do nothing like that.
We know that.
Hey, it's cool, man.
I got a lot of respect for the Coast Guard.
Talked it over with Liz. It's a tempting offer. You know, pretty little town, about 25,000. Nice, clean environment, beautiful weather.
You turned it down.
I'd be bored without the challenge, without the pressures, without the problems.
No, not for me. Maybe when I retire.
So they asked me to recommend somebody else.
Is it someone in this room?
Told them you were the most experienced officer I knew.
Did you tell them how old I was?
I told them you were extremely mature.
So you lie.
I told them you were facing enforced retirement, and it will be a shameful waste of a valuable piece of manpower.
Florida, huh?
Look, think about it. It'd be a perfect job for you.
Don't you think I'd be bored?
Boredom is a state of mind.
Well, it's better than doing nothing at all. May not be such a bad idea. Nice sleepy town, green lawns, warm winters. Might even help things between me and Bernice, you know. Seeing her with a tan.
Hey, here's a winner. It's Hess Jr., Arnold S. 5473, attempted assault on police officer with lead pipe. 11273, unprovoked attack on police officer with knife. 31774, attempted manslaughter on police officer with car.
Sick, man, sick.
Yeah, but we don't have to worry about him. He's already doing 1 to 10.
Oh, good.
For tax evasion.
Sure. He finally went too far.
Okay, would you just step inside, please, Mr. Dick?
What is this, another attempt to persecute the American sportsman?
Have a seat over here, please, Mr. Ditka.
I was up on my own roof ramming my own cleaning rod through my own rifle barrel. There's supposed to be something wrong about that?
Mr. Ditka, we're not pressing charges against you. We're merely conducting an investigation.
Oh, Dale and... Hey, 1, 2, 3. Your old army bunkmate.
Always keep your company and never gets pregnant.
Where'd you find him?
Mr. Ditka was up on a roof across from the apartment building that got ripped off.
Oh, yeah? Mr. Ditka, what are you doing up on a roof cleaning your rifle? Why don't you clean your rifle in your apartment?
I like to be in full view of the local youth. Just another way of saying, Emil Ditka's got a gun.
Sit down, please, Mr. Sure. Ditka.
There are no palm trees, but it does have a certain charm.
Hey, Barn, excuse me. This is Emil Ditka. We found him up on a roof with that rifle. Hadn't been fired yet.
Not yet.
Are you planning on firing this, Mr. Ditka?
If the need arises and the opportunity presents itself, que sera, sera. Right?
I assume this is registered with the police department?
Oh, yes, it's registered.
Check it out, Kelly.
Yeah, right away, Ken.
They say war ain't supposed to be fun. But that one's about as close as you can get.
When do I get my piece back?
As soon as it's checked out.
When do I talk to my lawyer?
There's no need to call a lawyer, Mr. Ditka. You're not being charged with a crime.
Oh, don't give me that. The members of my group have been hassled before.
What group would that be?
The Staten Island Shoot Club and Personal Armament League.
I'm not familiar with that group.
Well, you will be. And when you need us, we'll be there.
Good to know we have support in some quarters, huh? Wonderful.
Now, of course you've got support. You think the league don't know what you guys are going through? You got friends out there. See, we just keep a low profile for security reasons.
How many members are there in your league?
So far?
Oh, round figures.
Well, let's see. There's me and Charlie. And Larry. And a new guy, Sid something.
Thought Prison Detective Sergeant Amanguela speaking.
Would you repeat that, please? Yes, I'm writing it down. Uh-huh. Very good, thank you. Yeah, we should be there between 10 and 15 minutes. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Barney, I swear to you, that's the same guy that called me yesterday.
Here we go. Round two.
But this time, we're all going. Wojo, draw some weapons. Meet you downstairs.
Okay, Captain.
Fish!
You get your excitement while you can.
Checks out, Barney. It's registered, all right.
Okay, give it back to him.
Wait.
Draw Mr. Ditka some 30 caliber ammunition.
What for?
Well, we could use the extra firepower, Mr. Ditka.
That's an ambush. They want to kill police officers. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. We've only been on maneuvers a couple of times.
What? Practical experience is the best experience. You're going to love it.
Oh, no, wait. I don't know if I can get the guys together. Larry's a fry cook. He doesn't get off till 4:30.
I'm alone.
Oh, no, not me. I never shot nobody in my life. You see, we just use silhouettes, cans, birds.
Birds? You shoot little birds?
Well, yeah, but we really don't shoot to kill.
Here's your opportunity. Come on.
No, you can't make me go. You can't make me shoot anybody.
I thought that's what you wanted.
You're crazy. You cops are crazy. No wonder people don't like you.
It's a wonderful opportunity. You blew it.
Bloodthirsty devils.
After you, gentlemen.
Right.
Kelly, mind the phones.
Yeah, 5:15. That's right. Yeah, see that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Fish.
Yeah.
Here. Call Operator 4, Miami.
What's going on around here? Is everybody going to Florida?
Can I take this in your office, Barney?
Sure. And good luck.
Yeah.
Where are you guys been?
Hey, it was another setup. Only this time we got them.
Oh, yeah? You
And I was here all alone answering all these telephones. Where's Chano and Harris?
It was their caller. They took those creeps downtown.
Pick up Brad on way home tonight. He says no name. Is that for Fish or me?
It's for Wojo. That ain't Brad. It's Broad. Holy cow, what a stink. What'd you guys do, come back by way of Newark?
Isn't this the pits, man? You go lay your body and soul down on the line farm, and this is the thanks you get from the home folks you're trying to protect.
What the happened?
What happened? What do you think? What does it look like? And they threw garbage on us.
Putting those two maniáticos sinvergüenza in the van.
And our adoring public throws garbage at us from the window.
What's the matter? They run out of confetti?
I'll tell you one thing. I am totally disenchanted.
You'll feel better when you get your clothes clean.
Yeah.
What happened? They're interested. I told them I'd think about it.
Good.
Did they tell you why they need a new chief of police?
The old chief passed away.
He died of boredom. He was sitting behind a desk one day in his office when a guy who was bored came in and shot him.
Life is a gamble at best, wherever you are.
I don't know, Bonnie. I think I'd miss all this excitement, the challenge. A man has to have something to keep him out of the house.
I'll tell you, if nobody wants that job, maybe I'll take it. I mean, if nobody around here appreciates the job we're doing, what's the use of hanging around?
If you didn't expect so much, you wouldn't be so disappointed.
Barney, I don't expect so much. All I would like is for somebody to say thank you. Just once in a while.
Once in a while, somebody says thank you.
Yeah? Well, I haven't heard it. You're kidding? I've got the garbage, but no flowers.
You never heard of Mrs. Lorraine Kirkland?
Who's Mrs. Lorraine Kirkland?
Mrs. Lorraine Kirkland happens to love the police. I got a letter here from her that I've been holding off because I figured there'd be a time when you'd need a little morale booster. Okay, listen. To the men of the 12th Precinct. I am a widow, 72 years of age. 2 weeks ago, my apartment was burglarized, and the gentlemen who were assigned to the case were courteous, efficient, and very concerned. A short time later, the burglar was caught, and my most precious personal mementos were returned. Thank God there are men like you protecting people like me. Bless you all, and thank you. Sincerely yours, Mrs. Lorraine Kirkland.
When did we get that?
June 14th, 1959.
That was 16 years ago.
Yeah. So she's either 88 or we're alone again.
There you go. Duty roster for the rest of the week. Chano, you and Harris are in court tomorrow.
Oh, that means I gotta get my suit cleaned.
No, that's all you got is one suit?
Forgive me.
I don't want a dog, Bernice. We just had the couch covered. What do you need company for? You're not a young woman anymore.
Yeah, hold on a second. I don't believe it.
It's for again. For me or for Fish?
It's for Kelly.
Well, you see, Bonnie, yesterday I put out a few feelers. Can I take it in your office, man?
That's what it's for.